Grace to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. It seems forever ago to me when Andrew Lloyd Webber came out with Jesus Christ Superstar and portrayed Judas as a revolutionary dreamer and a radical realist, viewing in Jesus the one who just might be able to pick up the rusty but still vital Jacobean Maccabean dream of a revolutionary new state. But Jesus wants no parts of that. And over again, the clarity of Jesus' words are that while his mission might be transformative, even revolutionary, it can be neither political nor violent. It is against that background that Weber's version of Judas laments, "All of your followers are blind, too much heaven on their minds." Are we blinded by the vision of heaven to the real needs of poverty and injustice, of degradation of the environment and genocide? Too much heaven on their minds has been argued leads of us to ignore the all too real social, political, and environmental ills of this present life as we dream of a future resolution. The Sadducees, they are the ultra-conservative band of powerful Jerusalem minority, had held a political and economic power in their hands that depended on maintaining the status quo. And they wanted no parts of dreaming, heavenly or otherwise. If they could dream, it would be of a heaven that maintained the status quo. But for Sadducees, dreaming of any sort was a dangerous concept that just might get you to believe it. A different version of too much heaven on their minds. So they argued. There is a legal concept in Levitical law code that allows for a family continuation to go on even after a man dies before he has any children. The dead man's brother is to marry the widow and thus continue the family. So that they suggest, suppose a man has six brothers and each of them dies in succession after marrying his widow. If there were such a thing as resurrection, they argued, there would be a huge problem. For whose wife would she be? Note, please, that they were not concerned with the possibility of a man ending up with multiple wives. These very conservative Sadducees were only concerned that a woman might have multiple husbands No, actually, they weren't concerned at all, even with that. They were concerned with belittling Jesus and the promise of resurrection. Jesus seems to say, if resurrection were simply a continuation of life the way it has been, then of course there would be lots of problems because the same issues would still need to be sorted out in eternity. Sorting out the eternal version of marriage vows would be the least of them. But resurrection is about transformation. And transformation is about living with life, not merely with death. Of course, resurrection is about living in spite of our pervasive experience of death. But just as really, resurrection is about living in this life. About transformation that informs the way that we see and the way we live both in this life and in the next. I have run into an increasing number of people whose intellectual system simply does not allow for the concept of life after death. I suspect some of you are worried by it. Perhaps you pay lip service to some sort of immortality, or perhaps not. But either way, immortality, like picking up life after we have died, with the same issues that we lived with on this earth, with all the same conflicts, with all the same earthbound concerns, can you imagine that woman squabbling with her now 7 husbands? They might have said, immortality is not the issue. But resurrection, transformation, new life, that's Jesus' invitation. But the cool thing about that, and in some ways the scary thing about transformation, is that new life must begin here and now in this life. Transformation must begin if we are to have a chance of recognizing it when we are raised in God's kingdom. That's what baptism is all about. Transformation in the name of Jesus. We have tended to turn it into a cute ceremony for babies, but in fact, baptism in the name of Jesus is transformation. In Paul's words, dying to sin, drowning the old self and rising to new life. Now, be careful. I'm really interested in maintaining my stature as a good Lutheran. This resurrection is up to God, not us. But neither is resurrection merely the continuation of the same old life with all its relationships, good and bad, with all its actions sinful and saintly, with all its actions life-giving and death-causing. Resurrection is about transportation of the head. That's Judas's complaint. But he is wrong, because resurrection in Jesus is a change of the heart. A life-giving, a life-living, transforming that Jesus promises begins in this life and ends in spite of our shortcomings be finally fulfilled in the kingdom of God. I had an elderly lady who once, every time I visited her, wanted to know whether she would see her parents in heaven. And I assured her. But then she wanted to know if she would have her dog in heaven. And I said, maybe. But the more serious thing here is that I was 16 years of age. I had been in church sitting with my mother, which I didn't always do, and walked home with her. That's about 3 blocks. And on the way home, Mom said, you know that lesson this morning about the Sadducees? She says, that's not my favorite lesson in the Bible. Because I guarantee you that she saw heaven in the company of my father. I'm not sure how that works out, but I do know that God promises transformation for each of us that brings life, that brings love and not hurt, that brings promise and not doubt. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.